All right, well, I'm here with all eight of Silent Cinema.
How'd you first get started?
I wrote a bunch of songs in my bedroom when I was like 18 or 19 and decided to start a band. And that was it. It started off as like a revolving cast kind of band. And then slowly but surely it kind of took shape into like a solid eight-piece band.
Y'all all from New Orleans?
Everyone except for this dude right here, Luke
Trombone Player.
Yeah, he's from Pensacola, but he's earned his card.
Close enough, yeah.
He's earned his card.
Only
he's been
3 hours.
Here for 10 years.
That counts then, right?
He's not a freshie.
Right, there we go. Yeah. How would y'all best describe a Silent Cinema sound?
I don't know. How would you describe it, Chris?
Well, what I usually say is something I heard in a magazine one time, which is psychedelic folk indie rock with horns.
With horns.
Right. Over indie.
I would liken it to off-road driving, you know, something really rugged. You know, something like that.
It's like the soundtrack to California Games.
Yeah. Or TNC Surf Shop.
Yeah, I know. It's got all of those aspects.
It's like
too,
a combination of Double Dragon, California Games.
And Centipede.
We have to throw Centipede in there because of Brett.
But with horns. Yeah.
Brett digs Centipede.
With horns.
Because I'm older than the game.
Well, how'd y'all end up sounding with having eight people in the band? I mean, that's a very dense sound out there.
We try to, like, get it to where the sound's not crowded. We like everyone to be in their pocket, you know. It's a lot of people, and it can be like a wall of sound. But we like to make sure that no one is overpowering anything, and it's not muddy. And
right. If everybody stays in their zone, in their realm, then it doesn't sound like you have a whole lot of people.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to, you know.
Right,
the point
right.
of having a whole lot of people is that you have a whole lot of options.
Right.
You know, you have a whole lot of different things you can do.
You can fill out the whole harmonic spectrum.
Yeah. That doesn't mean everyone's going to be playing all at one time. It just means
it's like an onion that doesn't make you cry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give it a
spectrum, you know. You go to a vending machine, you know, you want to make sure you have your zero bar and your Butterfinger for people that like Butterfinger better, you know.
Or the Cheez-Its for Brett.
Or the Cheez-Its, you know. I mean, yeah, you want to make sure you have...
Other Joy's got nuts.
You want to make sure your vending machine is stocked, but also has a variety of different things.
Another big advantage of having eight people is we're all friends and we all get along really well. And if we have fun on the stage, then...
Again, except for Brett.
It goes into the crowd and they see us having fun and they do the same thing. And it's contagious.
Where'd y'all play your first gig in New Orleans?
This ensemble. God, where did this ensemble play?
Circle Bar.
It must have been kind of crowded.
It was. It's every time.
We are playing the Circle Bar this coming Sunday with a band called the Royal Bangs, and we'll see how it works then, too. But yeah, jamming eight of us into one spot is it's fun.
But yeah, you know, it's crowded, you know? Like, Circle Bar is a small bar, but, you know, I like it. It's kind of my resident bar, you know? And
it's certainly intimate.
It's very, very intimate. And, you know,
we hug.
You know, it's not always fun for, like, the crowd, I've heard people like, oh man, I love seeing you guys, but man, when you guys play a Circle Bar, I can't move. And I'm like, yeah, that's how I like it. Don't move. Don't go anywhere.
Jeremy sometimes sits on my shoulders and plays drums.
Which is awesome.
Without pants.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'll let it dangle in his face.
And if you could imagine Brett's like arms moving while Jeremy's on his shoulder, you know, he kind of has this hop action going on in the back of my neck. It's like pan, you know?
Right, yeah. Y'all have a favorite place to play in New Orleans?
I love Blue Nile. I love
Jackson Blue Nile. Knocking it down. Mason, I'm looking forward to it because I can't wait to see how the sound is now.
Yeah, I can't wait to play here and figure
it
out.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and even though this is going to surprise me, I like to play on Saturn Bar.
I love Saturn Bar.
Saturn Bar is really fun.
Saturn Bar is fun as hell.
It's because it's just as intimate as Circle Bar, but you got a little more room.
Now, as far as sound goes, Blue Nile and One Eye Jacks, it doesn't sound any better than that.
But Saturn Bar is really fun.
We'll be a little quieter at Mimi's, but the crowd loves it.
Yeah,
it's just a fun show.
What really dictates my favorite places to play is the staff.
Sure.
You know, the staff always dictates.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, the sound is one thing, you know, the atmosphere is one thing, but the staff at the Blue Nile, staff at Jack's, I mean, they were fucking amazing, you know, and same thing with Mimi's, you know. You usually don't think about that kind of thing when, I guess, you're not playing in a band. You don't really think about how much that affects your performance, but it does.
It does.
Completely affects your
If they're not happy to have you, you might not be happy.
Exactly. It doesn't matter how good it sounds in there. Like, if it sounds fantastic and the bar is hostile.
And if you don't get free drinks and you're sober when you go on stage.
Not accept. That's a no-no. That's not acceptable.
Yeah. But I will say, though, that the people at One Eye Jacks and Blue Nile, the sound guys,
extraordinary.
Dig helping us out.
Oh, they were Jay Holland. Shout out to Jay Holland from One Eye Jacks, best sound guy.
And the fact that we're eight people, they're cool with like setting up all the mics. And
stuff. Absolutely. Jay and Vinny really are virtuosos, and Mike here over at Blue Nile is fantastic.
You really feel that sense of like positive community behind your sound. I mean, you think it's really New Orleans thing, or like?
It is a New Orleans thing, you know. I think that our sound is so communal that, you know, even on tour, you know, we play places and people ended up like loving it and having a good time, you know. And I think it's natural for people to like love something when they see eight people enjoying it and having a really good time, you know. So I think it's very community oriented music, you know.
Yeah,
it's
we positive. Kind of brought the New Orleans community with us when we went on tour. It was obvious in a few of the places that they don't really see stuff like us often.
Okay,
you know. Yeah. It was obvious in a lot of places they don't dance a lot at their indie rock shows.
Yeah, you know, like the further we got up north, the less dancing we saw, you know. But that's not how they express themselves in Brooklyn or DC, you know. But they still enjoy it, you know.
Everybody in Nola knows how to get down.
That goes above genres, that goes above.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just in the soul.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you have this one thing that you always have to remember is not everyone is going to react to your music in the same way, but you can always tell when it's a positive way.